Well, when you look at how life is organized, we see that God communicated what is important in life, the things of life, in threes. And let me give you some examples. Body, soul, and spirit, right? I mean, that's, we're either one or two, well, I think we're either two of those, if not three, hopefully. And of course, really, we're spirit, soul, and body, because that's what really counts, is the spirit, God's spirit that we have within us. But that makes us complete. Mm-hmm. And that's what the number three signifies, is completion. You know, we talk about past, present, future, right? Mm-hmm. That covers life. And grammar, you have first person, second person, third person. So that covers that. So it's interesting how these things work. Now, in the Bible, the adversary, he's doing three things. What does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we just got to be aware of how he functions. But God identifies three important subjects. Faith, hope, and
love,
charity, or the love of God. And those are three dynamic critical subjects for the believer. And I want to look at the subject of hope tonight. And really what we're going to do in our fellowship is have that as a theme for the year. And what we're calling it is living victoriously in hope. And not that every teaching from now on is going to be on the hope, but we're going to continue to look at it throughout the year and keep it in remembrance. But what is hope? Hope is something that is future. You can't have it now, but it's coming. Now, I know sometimes in the world we use the word hope with a desire, a wishful thinking that, boy, I hope I get this. I hope I win the lottery or something like this. But biblically, hope is something that's assured in the future, but not available right now. So we're going to take a look at this. And I believe this is an important aspect of our spiritual life, to understand the hope we have as born-again ones, so that we can live each and every day victoriously, knowing what lies ahead for the born-again believer. And we do have a phenomenal hope, don't we? And that's the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to gather us together. And I don't think you can have something to look forward to any better than Christ coming back to gather us together. And of course, in 1 Thessalonians, we'll take a look at that, chapter 4, verse 13, we see the subject of Christ coming back to gather his church, and will ever be with the Lord. So let's read these wonderful scriptures. Verse 13, chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or dead in Christ, that you sorrow not, even as others which have what?
No hope.
You know, the world does not have much of a hope. People in the world today are wondering, when is this pandemic going to end? They were hoping it was going to be done by now. But not so. And we have all kind of things that we, in a worldly sense, we hope for, we aspire to, but we just don't know. But one thing we do know as born-again ones is that Christ is coming back to gather us together. And let's see that here. Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep or that are dead in Christ. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So those who are asleep are dead in Christ. When Christ comes back, we'll be gathered up first. Verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And what a great comfort it is to know that life is not over if we fall asleep before he comes back. We have that hope of Christ's return. Our next awakening moment will be face to face with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we really want to appreciate the hope, have that sown in the depths of our heart so that we can move through each day. Because, you know, we have some tough days. Things are not easy. The devil's doing his job to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we need to take a stand, and we stand against him, obviously, with the word of God in our lives, and recognizing that no matter what happens, we have the hope of Christ's return. And that's an awesome thing to know. It really allows us to take on the challenges that we have today, because we know sometime soon, very soon, he's coming back. Yeah, you know, Jesus gave us this promise of the hope when he left and ascended up into heaven, as recorded in the book of Acts. And what did those two angels say as those disciples were looking up as Jesus was going up, ascending up into heaven? The angel said, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. That's in Acts 1:11. So that's our hope. That's what we have to look forward to. And it should be a very meaningful thing for us as we live each and every day as believers. 1 Peter 1:3. Really sets a wonderful truth about the hope we have. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope, a living hope, a hope that's alive, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You and I have a living hope. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and Christ will raise those who are dead to be alive again sometime soon when he comes back. No matter what the trials and tribulations we face day to day, we know and we have the hope of Christ coming to gather us together at any time. And as we have the hope of Christ's return, it's like an anchor to our soul. And it is. It really allows us to take on the things of life and not be shaken, not get stressed out, because we know the end. We know what's happening in the future. So, in light of that, man, what we can do today and each day for our Heavenly Father, knowing what he's done for us, and we're going to be gathered together at any moment. So we can really be blessed with that hope. Now, in the Old Testament, believers, they had the hope of Christ first coming, right? Mm-hmm. They had the hope of the Messiah, that he would be coming. And it's interesting, we're called Abraham's children because we believed as he did and was made righteous. And Abraham certainly had his challenges, if you read the scriptures. Yet he kept going. He kept dealing with all the problems and situations that faced him. And how could he do that? How can someone handle the pressures of life and move on with joy in their life? Well, Jesus Christ talked about Abraham as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 56. And this is what Jesus Christ said in this, as recorded in the scriptures. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Mm-hmm. You know, Abraham didn't experience the coming of Christ, but he knew it was coming. So he was excited. He was glad. He was thankful. Mm-hmm. And he could take on the issues of the day. So, you know, we too have a hope, and we too can take on the issues of the day. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, if you would. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. And it says there that at that time you were without Christ. You know, this is before we got born again. Let me start again. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Now that's not a good place to be, is it? No way. But thankfully, someone taught us the word. Somehow we heard the word of truth. And we believe. We got born again. We confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus. And we believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead. And we were saved. What were we saved from? Well, we were saved from the tribulation. We were saved from eternal death. And now we have the hope of Christ's return. In Titus, let's take a look at Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after us, in hope. What? Eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. You know, I know it's tough minds maybe to conceive the thought of Jesus coming back and we're all going to get up, millions of people, and how that's going to happen. And we try to figure it out and it may get a little confusing for us. But you've trusted God's word. You got born again. You're saved. You trusted it. You believed it. Well, God does not lie. And he promised this before the world began, this hope of eternal life. So recognize that. And we see all these wonderful scriptures about the hope. So God's got it all set up. He's figured it out. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. And it's going to happen at any moment, at any time. Ephesians 1:18. This is kind of neat. Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, God wants us to know. He wants the eyes of our understanding being enlightened so that we do know what is the hope of his calling. He's called us to this hope. He's called us to this wonderful family that consists of the gathering together at any time for us. So what a privilege, what a wonderful privilege we have to know this, to be at peace in our hearts about it, really, really. So we're going to look at Romans 15:13. Actually, this is going to be the last verse I want to share with you. There's many other verses, and I'm really looking forward to the seminar by Ken Petty here in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure he's going to handle some of these scriptures and others in great depth with wonderful understanding. But in Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Isn't that fantastic? Mm-hmm. You know, God makes a point that to say that he's the God of hope, right? And so what does the God of hope do? He fills you with what? Some joy? No, all joy and all peace in believing that you may abound in hope. Through what? The power of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Man, we've got the Spirit in us. It's powerful. It's dynamic. And God works within us. And we can have great joy and peace. We can abound in the hope because we've got the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Well, how do you know you got the Spirit in you?
Manifestations.
Manifestations. What's a good one that really sells it for us?
Speaking
in tongues. Don't hesitate on that one. Speaking in tongues. My goodness. When I first spoke in tongues, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was born again. And I knew that I was going to be in the gathering together. There was no question about it. Man, oh man. So think about that. When you speak in tongues, think about all the great realities we have to look forward to day by day. I mean, we've got great power that we walk by the Spirit day by day. We're more than conquerors. God wants us victorious day by day. And with the hope, with the promise of the hope in our hearts, knowing that this is going to happen at any moment, what a great encouragement that is. What a motivation that is, really, to be our best for Him. My goodness. You know, we belong to God, and we will be at that gathering together when Christ returns. It is this hope that certainly makes a difference in our life. And as a result, we want to grab hold of the hope and embrace it, know it, because it encourages us to live and to believe all of God's word. You know, Jesus Christ said, with his last breath on the cross, he said, it is what?
Finished.
It is finished. Let our cry of triumph be this. I am thine. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, we're sure, again, so thankful that we are in your family. We have this wonderful hope to look forward to. And as a result, we can live victorious day by day by day. Because we've got the Spirit in us. We've got the promises of your word. We've got this wonderful hope that will be at any time. And it's just a lifestyle that cannot be beat. So we thank you and praise you, Father, for doing this and making this so wonderfully available for each and every one of us. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.